Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I've got a great episode for you today about IRAs. These accounts are powerful when it comes to saving money. But unfortunately, they tend to be misunderstood. Even though they're one of the best ways to save for retirement, and they're available to just about every American with income, including non-earning spouses when you're married and file taxes jointly, many people are passing them up. Some simple misunderstandings about how IRAs work may be keeping you from shoring up your financial security. So in this episode, I'll kill three common mistakes so you can use IRAs to successfully build wealth. To read the transcript for this show, you'll find it on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 392, called Three Common IRA Mistakes That Steal Your Wealth. Recently, I was invited to make a speaking appearance at the University of North Georgia on the topic of creating financial independence. During my Q&A session at the end, it was clear that many students were really anxious to start building wealth, but some were also hesitant. Fortunately, their concerns revealed misunderstandings about the rules for using an IRA. And of course, I was thrilled to clear up those misconceptions and put their minds at ease about getting started. Well, hopefully, now they're now at ease. And I want to bust through those misunderstandings for you on the show as well. Investing through a retirement account is just too good an opportunity to pass up. So let's briefly review what an IRA is. It stands for Individual Retirement Arrangement. It's a type of account that allows you to make tax-advantaged investments for retirement. So that means owning investments within an IRA saves you money on income taxes, capital gains taxes, and ultimately allows you to save more for the future. Anytime you have an opportunity to delay taxes or eliminate them altogether using a tax-advantaged account, please take advantage of it. If you don't, it's just like you're giving away money to the government for no good reason, instead of keeping it for yourself and your family. For 2014 and 2015, the annual contribution limit for all your IRAs is $5,500. Now, if you're age 50 or older, you qualify for what's called a catch-up contribution of $1,000. So you get an extra $1,000 to contribute each year for a total allowable limit of $6,500. But if you're under age 50, again, $5,500 is the annual limit. So let's jump right in with the three common mistakes that should never keep you from building wealth with an IRA. The first mistake is believing that contributions are required. With any type of tax-advantaged account, such as an IRA, a workplace retirement account, or a health savings account, which is something I covered recently in a podcast, you're never required to make ongoing contributions. In other words, you could open up an IRA and then never contribute another penny if you like. There's no rule that requires you to add money to the account every year to keep it open or to qualify for the tax advantages. With an IRA, there may be some minimum amount to open your account, such as $50 or $100. But many investing services like Betterment, Motif, and E-Trade have no annual fees or account minimums. In theory, you could make a small one-time contribution and just let it grow forever. Let's say you invested just $100 in an IRA, earning an average annual return of 7%. If you never made any additional contributions, your $100 would eventually grow to a balance close to $1,500 over a 40-year time period. But here's the power of making small investments over time. Let's say you contributed $100 a month for 40 years with a 7% average return. If you did that, you'd amass over $260,000. And if you contributed the current IRA maximum that I mentioned of $5,500 per year instead, you'd have over $1 million in your account. So my point here is, don't worry that opening an IRA could cause a financial hardship down the road if your situation changes and you can no longer make contributions. Whether you add money to a retirement account or not is completely up to you. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Mistake number two is getting stuck on the type of account to open. So there are two main types of IRAs for individuals, a traditional and a Roth. I see many people get into what I call analysis paralysis about the differences between them and then end up doing nothing to achieve their financial goals for retirement. Here are the major differences. A traditional or regular IRA allows you to make contributions that are generally tax deductible. So neither the money that you put in nor earnings in the account are taxed until you take distributions in the future. On the other hand, a Roth IRA does not allow tax deductible contributions. You must contribute on an after-tax basis. However, there's never any additional tax on contributions or earnings in the account. In other words, your distributions are completely tax-free. Additionally, to contribute to a Roth IRA, you can't earn over a certain amount of income. Here are the Roth IRA income thresholds by tax filing status for 2015. If you're married filing jointly or a qualifying widow or widower, your modified adjusted gross income must not be $193,000 or greater. And I'll put a link in the show notes to a definition of modified adjusted gross income so you can learn more about that if you're interested. If you're single, head of household, or married filing separately and living separately, your income must not be $131,000 or more. And if you're married filing separately but living together, your adjusted income must not be $10,000 or greater. A common question I get is, what happens if you open up a Roth IRA but later earn too much to qualify for it? It's no big deal. You keep the account as is. You just can't make any new contributions to it. It's kind of like hitting the pause button on being a contributor, but you still own the account. You never lose any money, tax advantages, or control over a Roth account if you become ineligible to make contributions. And not qualifying to contribute to a Roth IRA because your income is too high is a pretty good problem to have, right? So in the future, if the limit goes up, or your income goes down below the annual allowable limit, you can start making Roth IRA contributions again to the same account. If you're eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA, it's the best choice if you believe that your tax rate is lower today than it will be in retirement. If that's the case, paying tax upfront on Roth contributions will save money compared to paying a higher tax rate on distributions from a traditional IRA in retirement. And if the opposite is true, if your tax rate is likely to be lower during retirement than it is today, using a traditional IRA allows you to get a tax break now when your tax rate is higher. If you have no idea about what might happen in the future or what your tax rate will be, simply hedge your bets by contributing to both. If you're eligible for a Roth IRA, you can divide contributions between it and a traditional IRA in any amounts you choose, as long as you don't exceed the annual limit that we talked about. So, for instance, if you're younger than age 50, you could put $3,000 in your Roth and $2,500 in your traditional IRA. The third and last mistake is confusing an IRA with an investment. Remember that a retirement account is simply a place to put your investments. Imagine a basket full of apples and oranges. The basket is the IRA, and the apples and oranges are the different investments you hold inside it. You can own a wide variety of investments and saving vehicles in an IRA, such as individual stocks and bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, certificates of deposit, and money market accounts. The IRS does prohibit you from owning some kinds of investments in an IRA, such as life insurance, collectibles, and certain types of personal property. The only downside to saving for retirement using an IRA is that there may be a penalty if you take money out before reaching age 59 and a half. So never invest money in a retirement account that you might need to spend before then. So let's quickly review these misconceptions or mistakes. Mistake number one is believing contributions are required because they're not. Mistake number two is getting stuck on the type of account to open. If you're eligible for a Roth IRA, I would just go with it, open it. You can always open both types and contribute to each one if you like. And the third mistake is confusing an IRA with an investment. Remember, an IRA is just an account that holds the investments. If any of these three misconceptions are the reason why you don't have an IRA, it's time to start investing for your retirement and building wealth today. If you're not already subscribed to the show, it's free on iTunes or on your smartphone using the Stitcher app or the Apple Podcast app. Subscribing means you get each new weekly episode as soon as it's published on the web. If you're enjoying the show, I'd really appreciate you taking a minute to post a short 5-star review on iTunes. That helps other people find the show and get the information and inspiration they need to live a richer life. As always, you can reach me with your questions and comments in a variety of ways, like on Twitter using the handle @LauraAdams, or on the contact page at lauradadams.com. While you're there, be sure to check out the best personal finance and productivity tools that I use and recommend over and over. That's on the tools page at lauradadams.com. I'm so glad you're listening. Talk to you next week. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.